Good evening, everybody.
大家晚上好。
Tonight we are going to ponder upon a very familiar yet relevant subject. That is how to be a thankful person.
今天晚上呢，我们要花时间来思考一个我们大家都很熟悉，但是也对我们跟我们很密切相关的一个话题，就是我们怎么样才能成为一个感恩的人。
And we all know that giving thanks and praise to God is a distinct characteristic of a true believer in Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们对神的感恩来感谢神，是我们作为我们属神的人的一个很特有的标志。
The imminent question is, how are we going to give thanks to God?
那我们第一个问题就是，那我们将怎样来把我们的感恩献给我们的神呢？
So first of all, let us look at the Bible story which is recorded in Luke chapter 17.
那我们首先我们来看一段圣经的故事。这段故事记载在路加福音的第十七章。
And I would like to ask Yihang to read in Chinese from verse 11 to verse 19.
Yihang 弟兄会先用中文来读，从第十一节读到第十九节。路加福音十七章十一节。耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说，耶稣父子，可怜我们吧。耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司看查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说，洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再也没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
The background of this story is that Jesus set out to travel from Galilee to Jerusalem to observe his final Passover.
这个故事的背景就是在耶稣他从加利利要到这个撒玛利经过撒玛利亚要去遵守他到耶路撒冷经过撒玛利亚要去庆祝他最后的一个逾越节。
On his journey, he traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
他在这个旅行当中，他经过了撒玛利亚和加利利之间的这个边界。
And they deliberately enter into a village.
他特意的要进到了一个村庄。
And not only he go to this unknown village, he also decided to go to the remote part of the village.
他不单是去了这个不知名的小村庄，而且他也去了这个不知名的小村庄当中一个很偏僻的地方。
Now we know that according to the Mosaic law, the one who have leprosy will be separated from the land of the living.
我们知道根据摩西的律法凡是得了大麻风的，他们都必须要单独的住在一个地方。
But Jesus went into this remote part of the village.
那耶稣呢，他去了这个村庄当中这个非常隔离的一块区域。
As he approached to the entrance of this quarter of the city,
当耶稣他来到了这个长大麻风他们居住的这块地区的时候，
There were 10 lepers rush out to meet Jesus.
那么我们看到这里有十个长大麻风的，他们出来对着耶稣他们迎面而来。
And they all knelt down and said, Have mercy on me.
他们远远的就对耶稣说，耶稣父子，可怜我们吧。
And Jesus did not do anything.
我们看到耶稣并没有做任何的事情。
But asked them to go to see the priest to be examined.
但是我们看到耶稣要对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
Now, I don't know whether their leprosy was healed instantly or not.
我并不知道他们的大麻风是在当时立刻就被医好了。
And probably not, because Jesus wanted them to learn a lesson of faith.
我想也许不是这样的，因为我想耶稣会要他们学习一个信心的功课。
But one thing's for sure, when they were examined by the priest, they found out their leprosy was cleansed.
但是有一项我们都清楚的知道，就是当他们把身体去给祭司查看的时候，他们的大麻风都洁净了。
Now the point of the story is only one of the 10 lepers came back and say thank you to Jesus.
但是我们看到这个故事他所要提的这个point 是这十个人当中只有一个人他们回来，只有一个人回来感谢神。
And this thankful leper happened to be a Samaritan.
那我们看到这个回来感谢神的这一位人呢，他正好也是撒玛利亚人。
And the interesting thing is we knew from the history that Samaritan and Jews would not mix together.
我们知道在历史上啊，撒玛利亚人和犹太人他们是不会在一起生活的。
Now when they have a leprosy and then they can mix together and live together.
啊，但是当他们如果是有得大麻风的，他们得大麻风的这些人，不论是撒玛利亚人还是犹太人，他们却住在一起。
Now Jesus was a Jew.
啊，我们知道耶稣是犹太人。
And it's amazing this Samaritan came back and say thank you to Jesus.
啊，很奇妙的是，这个撒玛利亚的长大麻风呢，他洁净了以后，他来到回到神的面前，回到耶稣的面前来献上感谢。
And then Jesus asked a very penetrating question to this man.
啊，那我们看耶稣呢，就问了一个很有穿透力的一个问题。
Now what about the rest of nine?
他就问说，那其他的那九位人呢
？Where are they?
啊，他们在什么地方
？How come you're the only one who come back to say thanks?
啊，为什么你是唯一一个回来来啊表达感谢的呢
？And then the Verse 19, Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
啊，对第十九节说，他耶稣对那人说，起来，走吧，你的信救了你。
Now, although these 10 lepers was healed physically,
啊，尽管他们这里十位长大麻风的，他们有都大麻风都得到洁净。
But according to the Chinese translation, Jesus said to this one man, "Your body is healed, but also your soul is made whole."
啊，但是我们看到。啊，根据这里中文的翻译，知道这最后的这一位，他不但他的身体得到了医治，他的灵魂也得到了拯救。
Now I do not know why these 9 lepers do not have a single word of thanks.
啊，我并不了解为什么其他的九个长大麻风的，他们的身体洁净后没有回来啊，对耶稣表达任何的感恩。
Maybe they're ignorant.
啊，也许他们完全的是好像很不在乎。
Maybe they're selfish.
啊，也许他们非常的自私。
Preoccupied with his newfound freedom.
啊，也许他们正很高兴，他们能够有新的一个自由。
But one thing for sure is their mind preoccupied with themselves, gripped with spirit of ingratitude.
啊，但是我们很清楚地看到，他们的心中是想的只是他们自己，他们真是一个万恩万本的人。
Now before we condemn these 9 lepers, let us ask a question: Are we like them also?
啊，当我们批评这九位万恩万本的人时候，我们来问一下我们自己，我们是不是也像他们一样呢
？Is the situation different?Here than 20,000 years ago.
啊，那我们想想看，我们现在的情形是不是和2000年前是一样的呢
？Now today we are living in a postmodern world.
啊，我们在这个后现代的社会里。
And people do not believe in absolute truth.
啊，没有人来相信绝对的真理。
And people do not believe in absolute moral laws.
啊，也没有人来相信绝对的这个信仰或者是绝对的这个品德。
And they believe feeling is more important than rationality.
啊，大家都认为自己的感受比理智更加的重要。
They are preoccupied with me and me and not we and we。
啊，他心中所想的就是我而没有大家。
Now in such society, it fosters a spirit of ingratitude。
啊，这样的一个社会就是导致大家都是非常的。
And we can see that children forget to thank their parents。
啊，我们看到小孩子经常会忘记为他们的父母来感谢。
And the bosses forget to。Thank their employees, even though you work 16 hours a week or 24/7.
好了，我们看到很多的老板呢，他们也不会为他们的员工，即使是工作了16个小时来感恩。
Now, as an employee, we always complain we are not paid well, but forget to thank God that we still have a job.
啊，但是作为员工来说，我们很多时候我们就只会抱怨说我们工作的很辛苦，但是从来没有想过说感谢神，我们现在还有工作。
And the common courtesy is scorned.
啊，我们看到我们很多的一些人与人之间的公共的一些礼貌礼节都被大家所轻视。
And people take for granted the way others help you.
啊，当有人得到帮助的时候，很多时候他把这样的帮助当作是想当然的事情。
And above all, we forget to thank our Lord Jesus.
啊，那所有的这一切最重要的是，很多时候我们就忘记了对我们给我们的神来感谢。
And self-aggrandizement and thanklessness is the two sides of the same coin.
啊，我们发现其实自以为是，或者是说缺乏感恩的心，这个是一个事情的两个方面。
And we do not thank God because we are too proud to pray to Him.
啊，我们没有能够来感谢我们的神，因为我们很多的时候，我们自己心中我们非常的自傲，我们没有办法来到神的面前感恩。
An interesting story was read from a magazine and in the airplane.
啊，我在读了一个这样的一个杂志，是在一个飞机上的一个。
And they talk about Muhammad Ali, which is a heavyweight boxing champion of the world.
啊，这讲到的是一个重量级拳王穆罕默德阿里的故事。
And one time he flew to a location and for his some kind of boxing engagement.
啊，有一次呢，他坐飞机要去一个地方来参加这个拳击的比赛。
And in the middle of the flight, the airplane ran into a foul weather.
啊，在这个旅行飞机的飞行当中呢，就遇到了不好的天气。
A mild and moderate turbulence affect the airplane and toss the airplane about.
啊，我们发现这个恶劣的天气呢，就气流湍流，就让这个飞机上下的颠簸。
And then the captain makes an announcement. Everybody should put on your seat belt.
啊，这个时候那个机长就做了这样的一个报告说要大家把自己的安全带给系好。
All the nervous passengers complying.
啊，所有的这些很紧张的这些乘客呢都听从了这个机长的这个要求。
Except Ali.
啊，除了这个穆罕默德阿里。
Now the flight attendant came in front of him.
啊，这个机务乘务员呢就来到阿里的面前。
And he said, "Sir, would you put on your seatbelt?"
他说啊，先生，你能不能把你的安全带给系好
？And Ali replied with some kind of Negro accent.
这个阿里就回答说
，Superman don't need no seatbelt.
啊，他说超人是不需要安全带的。
But this flight attendant was witty and clever and snapped back right away.
啊，那这个飞机乘务员也非常的有智慧，他立刻的就反驳道。
Superman don't need no airplane either.
啊，但是说超人的话，其实连飞机都不需要。
Now I was thinking that this proud man, if he was thrown out of the airplane, now he know he is not Superman.
啊，我们知道，当阿里他是一个好像一个超人一样的，但是他如果他自己被放出了这个飞机以外的时候，他就会意识到他并不是一个真正的超人。
But have you thought about that we always sometimes thought that we are Superman and Superwoman too?
啊，你有没有有这样的想法？看见，就是很多时候，我们把我们自己也认为是超人或者超级的女人。
And we have a higher education.
啊，我们认为我们有高等的教育。
We have a PhD degrees.
啊，我们也许有博士的学位。
We have a job security.
啊，我们好像有一个很稳定的工作。
And we have a good health.
啊，我们好像有健康的身体。
And if many career achievements.
啊，我们在我们的事业上也有很多的成就。
And no wonder we thought.That we are Superman also.
啊，难怪我们很多时候会认为我们自己好像超人一样。
And Francis Collin was a follower of Jesus Christ.
啊，有这样一个叫做 Francis Collins 的，他有这样的谈论到这个耶稣。
And he was also the chief engineer on a human genome project.
啊，他也是人类基因库的这个项目的一个首席科学家。
And appointed by President Lincoln.
啊，他是林肯总统所任命的。
And one day he gave a lecture.Entitled "What Does It Mean to Be Human?"
啊，那有一天呢，他做了一个报告。这报告的题目是说，成为一个人类意味着什么
？Now the audience is mixed.
啊，这个他的听众呢，都是一个混合的一个听众。
And people of all faith.
啊，有这些听众里面有不同的信仰的人。
And Christians.
啊，有基督徒。
And of course, I imagine the majority is atheists.
啊，我可以想象，其中可能很大一部分人都是无神论者。
And it was a seminar trying to discuss the pro-life and pro-choice issues.
啊，那这个讨论会的关于呢，就是是要来pro-life 或就是关于堕胎方面的问题。Yeah.
Near the closing moment.
啊，在这个快到了一个结束的时候
，Francis Collin project a slide.
那 Francis 呢？他就放上两张一个投影片。
And in the slide, there are two pictures side by side for comparison.
在这个投影片上有两个画面，那左右各有一个画面。
First, it covers the right side.
他先呢把右边的这个画面给遮住。
And what the audience see on the left side is a very beautiful, stained glass rose window from the famous Cathedral of York, Minster of England.
啊，那在左边的这个画面呢，是一个非常非常漂亮的英国约克大教堂的，它那个七彩的一个玫瑰玻璃窗
，absolutely beautiful，
啊，真是非常的漂亮。
The geometric proportion，
啊，它的这个我真是有非常精美的。
And the artful arrangement of the color，
啊，这个所有的这个色彩的调配。
And people exclaim， wow，
啊，那所有的看到的人都发出了赞叹。
So what is on the right hand side？
啊，那在右边的是什么呢
？As it uncovers。The right-hand side, people see a vertical cross-section of a strain of human DNA.
啊，当他们把这个右边的这个遮盖拉去的时候，人们看到了在右边的话是人类的 DNA 的一个横切面的一个图片。
And people were silent.
啊，大家都非常的安静了。
And in a pin drop silence, the people have
inspired by the awe.
啊，真是当时是鸦雀无声，大家都被啊这个震撼的美术给吸引。
And this awe-inspiring beauty and the intricacy of the molecular arrangement make people breathless.
啊，真是非常让人震撼的这个美，而且他们看到了 DNA 的结构的如此的精妙复杂，让他们都完全好像停住了呼吸。
But Francis Collins said nothing.
啊，但是我们看，但是呢，那 Francis 他没有说任何话。
He just picked up a guitar and started to play a song to praise God.
他就拉起了一把吉他，然后弹起了一首赞美神的诗歌。
Now to me, it's very interesting.
啊，对我来说，这是非常有趣的
一件事情。What kind of logic that people believe that the rose window is decided by man?
啊，不知道人们是根据什么样的一个逻辑来认为啊，这个美丽的玫瑰窗是人设计而成的。
And yet believe that DNA is from the mindless revolution, evolution.
而同时呢，又认为说，那么非常精妙的这 DNA 却是好像没有任何原因的一个自然的产物。
Do the science not know that a strain of DNA contains 3 billion codes?
啊，我们知道啊，在这个 DNA 其实一株的这个 DNA 的一面包含的这个信息的话，有三十亿的这个密码
，which equivalent to 750 pages。1,000 pages of New York Times.
啊，那它代表的就好像是在《纽约时报》报它信息的话，涵盖了像《纽约时报》的话，大概75万张纸的信息。
So I can come to the conclusion that people's prejudice distort people's perception.
啊，我们看到这个地方，我们人们其实人们的偏见，能够影响了人家的。
People do not believe in God is not because of the lack of information, but the suppression of the evidence.
啊，我们知道人们没有办法能够来认识神，并不是因为缺乏证据，而相反，却是他在内心中他阻碍了这个证据。
Disbelieving in God is a philosophical pre-commitment.
啊，他们的这个原因的话，完全是因为他们思想上他们已经有一个先预先的一个承诺，而不信神。
You know, the Bible's most severe indictment against humanity is this.
啊，我们知道在圣经中对啊人的啊最大的一个这样的啊宣判是这样说到的。
And according to Romans chapter 1:21，
啊，这个是在啊罗马书的第一章的第21节。
Although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him.
他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
Neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him.
却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
And this is a cosmic treason.
啊，这个是
宇宙的叛国罪。
啊，这是一个宇宙的叛国罪。
Now we know the atheists will not praise and they cannot praise God.
啊，我们知道无神论者他们不信神，也不会来啊对神表达感恩。
And what about Christians?
那基督徒又是什么样子呢
？And the question is, how are we going to?Give thanks and praise God, even though we know we ought to do that.
啊，对基督徒来说，我们就是要怎样去啊感恩对神现在我们的感谢，因为我们知道我们必须要这样做。
And I can think of 6 things with which we can thank our God.
啊，那我能够想到的就有至少有六件事情，我们能够来为我们的向我们的神来表达我们的感恩。
First, be thankful for the material blessing God gives to us.
啊，那首先我们要感谢神给我们所有的物质上的丰富。
And what's the reason why we give thanks to God? Because all these things come from God.
啊，那为什么要这样呢？因为我们所有的一切的物质上的丰富都是从神而来。
And King David prayed and said in the Bible.
啊，我们知道啊，大卫王有这样的祷告。
Wealth and honor come from you. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Everything comes from you.
啊，大卫王有这样祷告说，丰盛。丰富荣耀都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。
I knew of a very rich man.
啊，我知道一个非常富有的人。
He was a businessman.
啊，他是一个商人。
And he owned many restaurants and motels.
啊，他拥有很多的餐馆和旅馆。
And his success became the envy of his friends and business associates.
啊，他成为很多生意伙伴或者是朋友所羡慕的对象。
But he did not know the God.
啊，但是他并不认识神。
And he never married.
啊，他也没有，从来没有婚姻。
And his mind is closed to spiritual things.
啊，他的思想好像对 完全对属神的事情、属灵的事情完全的封闭。
And no one, including myself, dare to approach him and talk about the spiritual issues.
啊，没有一个人，包括我自己在内，都越敢跟他说属灵的事情。
But one day he had cancer.
啊，但是有一天他发现他得了癌症。
And few years down the road, and his disease getting worse and worse.
啊，几年以后呢，他的这个身体状况，他的病越来越重，身体状况越来越差。
And he was hospitalized.
啊，他住院了。
And that gave me the bonus to visit him.
啊，那这个情况呢，给了我这样的勇气，能够来来访问他。
In fact, I visited him several times.
啊，其实我去见了他很多次。
And then I tell him very briefly about the gospel.
啊，那我有花很简短的时间向他来传授了神的信息。
And I believe I may be the only one who concerned about his spiritual destiny.
啊，也许我想我可能是唯一一个关心他的灵魂的所去的这样的一个。
Now even though he's very rich, but he was very lonely.
啊，尽管他是一个非常富有的人，我也知道他是一个非常孤单的人。
And as I talk to him, his lip quivers.
啊，我看到我在跟他谈论的时候，他的嘴唇抽动着。
And his eye.Miss over with tear.
啊，他的眼睛也被眼泪所湿润了。
And in his final days, I eventually talked to him about Jesus boldly.
啊，那在他最后的日子里，我终于有机会来勇敢的跟他谈论耶稣。
Now I did not come to tell him that I'm going to pray for you.
啊，我在当时我并没有对他说我会来为你祷告。
But I write down on a piece of paper a decision for Christ's prayer.
但是我在一张纸上写下了一个就是信主的这样的一个祷告决志。
And I told him that please read this what I wrote here, and if your heart agree with that, and you can pray to God.
他说我就对他说，你来读一读我给你写的这段话啊，如果你的内心同意的话，你可以向神来做这样的祷告。
Now I'm not certain whether he received Christ or not.
我不是很确信他是不是真的有接受主耶稣基督成为
救主。And it's possible he died on. 2006.
但是他这是可能的，他在2006年的时候去世。
Now we always believe in money.
我们总是很相信金钱的能力。
And thinking that if you are rich, everything will be okay.
我们总相信如果你是富有的人的话，那所有的一切都会没有问题。
But your wealth is very unstable.
但是其实我们知道你的财富也是非常的不稳定。
And I believe you still remember the years that when your 401k all of a sudden.In few months, become a 201k.
也许大家都还记得，大概就在几年前，你的 401k 在很短的时间内就变成了 201k.
And our problem is we constantly preoccupied with what we do not have, and forget to learn how to thank God for what we have already had.
很多时候我们的脑海里面只想着我们所没有拥有的，忘却了我们要为我们所拥有的来感谢。
So we must be thank God for.All the material blessing that He already gave it to us.
So, 因此我们要为着我们所神给我们所有的物质上的丰富来感谢我们的神。
And secondly, we should thank God for the people in our lives.
那第二条呢，我们要为我们生命当中所接触到的人来感谢神。
And Kathy and I are very blessed to have two granddaughters.
Kathy 和我呢，真是非常的幸运，那我们有两个可爱的儿女。
And our son just got married.
我的儿子呢也刚刚结婚。
And all children and their families are Christians, including the in-laws.
那小孩子他们都是基督徒，也包括我们的这个亲家也是基督徒。
Now you can say, TC, this is very easy for you to give thanks to God for people surrounding you who are lovely.
也许你会说 TC, 这是你因为你周围所环绕的人都好像都是一些很可爱的人，所以很容易让你来有感恩的心。
Now what is the Bible teaching aboutThose who are not so lovely people, then should we give thanks to God for them?
那圣经中是怎么教导？如果你的周围环绕的人不是那么可爱的话，你是不是还同样要为他们向神来献上感恩呢？
And let's look at what Paul just said.
好，那我们来看看保罗是如何说的。
And first, we have to understand the background. The city of Corinth is a sin city.
我们要来看看这个背景看看这个格林多城的背景。那我们知道，当时格林多的话是一个罪恶之城。
And there was a colloquial saying, "You are a Corinthian," to refer to a person who are immoral.
那这个在当时呢有这样的一个俗语说你是格林多人，他就表达说你这个人是完全没有道德的人。
So we can imagine the Church of Corinthian is a very imperfect church.
好，那我们就可以想象当时的哥林多的教会应该不是一个完美的教会。
But Paul began his first letter to the Corinthian church by saying, I always thank my God for you.
但是保罗在他给哥林多教会写的第一封的书信，一开始他就这样说，他说，我常为你们感谢我的神。
So we have to give thanks to God for those who do not meet our expectation.
所以我们即使是周围的人没有能够达到我们的期待，我们也要为他们来感谢我们的神。
Now what about those people who do not know them quite well?
如果对那些你并不是很了解的人又该怎么样呢？
And then let's what Paul's example. Look at Paul's example.
那我们再来看一个保罗的一个例子。
And Paul in his last missionary journey and to go to Rome.
在保罗去他最后一次去保罗的这样的一个路上， Rome, 去罗马的路上。
Rome is a big city to which all roads lead.
那我们知道罗马是一个很大的一个城市。
Now the Bible tells us as he approached to the big city, a group of believers met him.
我们看到当保罗他接近罗马的时候，有一群信徒来迎接他。
Now these are Christians Paul never met.
这些基督徒是保罗他们从来没有遇到过的。
But Acts 28 verse 15 says.
在使徒行传的第二十八章十五节有这样说。
It says, at the sight of this man, Paul thanked God and was encouraged.
这里写到说，保罗见了他们就感谢神，放心壮胆。
So this is a very interesting thing.
这是一个非常有趣的事情。
And every time when I visit other church,
每一次当我去别的教会访问的时候
，and I met other Christians,
我遇到一些不同的基督徒。
And every single time, even though these people I have never met before, and I was encouraged and felt welcome.
那每次都是这样，尽管那些见到的基督徒我其实并不认识，但是每当我们见到他们的时候，我的感受到他们的善意，我的心也为此感谢神。
So we can thank God for those who do not meet our expectation, or those whom we even don't know well.
所以我们可以为我们周围那些也许不满足我们，不能达到我们的期待的人，或者是我们并不认识的人，为他们来感谢神。
Thirdly, thank God in the midst of trial and even persecution.
那第三项的话，就是我们要在在患难或者是在逼迫试炼当中，也要感谢我们的神。
Now in our existential experience, we all know that we cannot withdraw back from difficulties.
我们根据我们的生活经历，我们都知道我们在困境中的时候，我们可能会退缩。
And yet, none of us can really avoid them.
但是没有谁能够完全的避免所有的困境。
And in many parts of the world, and being a Christian will be persecuted.
在当今世界上的很多地方，如果你是基督徒的话，你可能会受到迫害。
But the Bible teaches us, even in the midst of trial and persecution, we ought to give thanks to God.
但是圣经告诉我们说，即使你在试炼和患难当中的时候，迫害当中的时候，你还是要为着神献上感恩。
James chapter 1 says,
在雅各书第一章这样说
，Verse 2 and 3, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trial of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develop perseverance.
雅各书第一章的第二三节说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
And the Bible teaches us that perseverance is profitable to our spiritual growth.
我们知道圣经的教导忍耐对我们的属灵生命的成长是非常有益处。
And there are many examples from which we can learn from the Bible.
有很多的例子，我们在圣经中很多的例子我们可以学习。
And there's an evil man plot against Daniel in order to harm him.
我们知道在圣经当中，在但以理书中有一个非常邪恶的人，他想要来陷害但以理。
Daniel got down on his knees and prayed.
我们看到但以理跪了下来，来向神祷告。
Give thanks to his God just as he had done before.
他跪在神的面前祷告感谢，与平常一样。
And then I like the phrase just as he had done before.
我也很喜欢这个说法，这里的提法就是说与素常一样。
Many times we pray to God and give thanks to God when everything goes smoothly.
啊，很多时候我们对神有感恩的心，当事情一切顺利的时候。
But when difficulty comes，
啊，但是当困境来到的时候
，we forget to consult God， but talk to other people。
啊，我们忘了要向神来祷告，寻求神的旨意，却只是想到要寻求别人的旨意。
So as I prepare the sermon， I'm thinking a very interesting question to myself。
啊，所以在我准备今天的这个讲道的时候，我就想了一个对我自己一个很有趣的一个问题。
If I'm given a choice between living comfortably without God and endure a poor life with the presence of God, what would the choice be？
啊，我就想问我自己说，如果我是可以过一个物质上很富足但是没有神的生活，还是愿意过一个也许物质上很贫穷但是蛮有神的恩典、神的祝福的一个生活
？Now I know these two things are not mutually exclusive。
啊，其实这两件事情并不是好像互相的抵触。
But just for a theoretical point of view, if this is the choice that I'm facing, what would it be？
啊，但是就今天我们就从理论上讲，如果这是有这样的两个选择的话，你会选择哪一项呢
？Oh my, this is a very difficult choice。
哦，真是这是一个非常有挑战性的一
个问题。But I think I and we should choose being poorly with the presence of God。
啊，我想我啊，包括我们大家，我们应该选择的是啊，我们物质上的贫穷，但是我们有神的同在。
Suffering and evil is a difficult subject。
啊，我们知道啊，这个受难和苦难，这是一个非常难的一个问题。
But one thing we know that God always use suffering, and as a short-term lesson for a long-term good。
啊，我们知道神总是啊用一个。啊，这样的受难，这个短期的不利的事情，来培养出我们长期的，对我们长期的好处。
And we have also admit that this world is not perfect。
啊，我们也承认这个世界不是个完美的世界。
And because the sin of man。
啊，完全是因为人的罪。
But I believe this is a perfect place God used to prepare us for the perfect world in eternity。
啊，但是我知道这是一个非常好的一个世界，神可以在这样的世界里面来预备我们，为着我们永生完美的世界来预备我们。
And Fanny Crosby was born blind.
Fanny Crosby 呢，她是一个出生就瞎眼的人。
And they used to live not far away from where we are now.
其实她住的地方离我们这里其实不远。
And he suffered throughout her whole life.
她整个的一生，她都受这个瞎眼的这个。
But in his life, he always give thanks to God.
但是他一直是还把他的感恩献给了神。
And as a result, he wrote many hymns.
结果他写了非常多的诗歌。
And such as "Safe in the Arm of Jesus."
其中有一些诗歌，比如说安居主怀。
Tell me the story of Jesus.
还有一个就是像告诉我耶稣的故事。
Blessed assurance.
那非常大家熟悉的是有福的确据。
All the way my Savior leads me.
还有一路我蒙主引领。
Near the cross.
还有求主使我
Draw me near.
求主使我进十架
And these are the hymns that I myself like the best.
这些诗歌都是我个人非常非常喜欢的诗歌。
And one thing we should be comforted by knowing that when we suffer, we are not suffering alone.
那还有一个我们要知道的就是，我们当我们受患难的时候，我们并不是单单的自己一个人来受患难。
When the Hebrews were under severe trial, the Bible says.
在这个希伯来书中讲到这个患难中有这样的说法提到
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are yet was without sin
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪
Now in our suffering we always pray to God
在我们受患难的时候，我们也经常会向神来祷
告。And we pray that God may you, move away the circumstances.
我们很多时候我们祷告说，要神来挪去这所有的这些患难。
And unfortunately, God may not listen to our prayer in this way.
但是我们看到神也许并不会像我们希望的这样来回答。
The environment remains the same.
这个环境经常还是保持一样。
But as you pray, something happens.
但是当我们祷告的时候，还是会有些事情发生。
And we discover that God give us strength.To overcome the circumstances.
我们在祷告中，我们看到神给我们这样的力量，能够让我们来克服我们的困境。
Now I do not know what kind of trial you are facing today.
我不知道在今天你遇到什么样的困境。
But cultivate a spirit of thankfulness in the midst of trial.
但是我们要努力在这样的困境、患难当中的时候，来培养我们一颗感恩的心。
Fourthly, thank God especially for His salvation in Jesus Christ.
啊，第四，我们要感谢神，特别是为他在耶稣基督里所成就的救恩。
Now our problem with God is separation and alienation.
啊，我们最大的问题就是我们和神的一个分离。
And because we are sinful.
啊，因为我们是罪人。
But the Bible says God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
啊，但是我们知道圣经中说到神爱世人，赐他的独生子，叫一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now how would God give His Son to us?
啊，那为什么神会把他的爱子赐给我们呢？
And Jesus voluntarily, out of love of us, and willing to be hung on the cross.
啊，其实我们知道耶稣他因为他对我们的爱，他自愿的来献上了自己，在十字架上被钉死。
And He died for our sins.
他为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
And then give us the eternal life.
他可以让我们能够得到永恒的生命。
Now how did He give us eternal life?
但他怎么样能给我们永恒的生命呢？
Because He resurrected from the dead.
因为他在从死里又复活。
Our human responsibility is to reach out in faith to accept Him.
所以我们作为我们人类，我们所要的责任就是我们要伸出我们的手去接受主的拯救。
Now there's a very popular illustration.
啊，我们有一个非常有名的一个这样的一个例子。
And there was a drowning man.
啊，有一个一个在被水淹里要快要淹死的一个人。
He was unable to swim.
啊，他没有办法，他不会游泳。
And he's gone down twice already.
啊，他已经沉入水中已经两次了。
And he bobbed to the surface for the last time.
啊，他最后一次又被又浮了起来。
And if he went down one more time, he will die.
啊，他说我再沉下去的话，他就会死。
And right at that moment, God threw him a life preserver.
啊，就在那个时候，神给他扔了一件救生衣。
And the preserver was thrown to him at a precise position.
啊，那个救生衣呢，就扔到了非常准的一个的位置。
And all he need to do is just stretch out his finger and grab it, and he will be safe.
啊，所有他需要做的就是伸出他的手来抓住这个救生衣。
Now, do you think this man should give thanks to God?
啊，这个人是不是应该为神是不是应该向神献上感恩呢？
I think so.
啊，我认为是这样的。
And you think so too.
啊，你也应该这样认为。
Now, I have no time to argue whether your Calvinism or Arminianism, which one is right.
啊，我想我没有时间跟大家来讨论啊，到底你是相信加尔文主义还是阿米尼乌主义。
But if you are the Reformed or Calvinist,And you think there's a problem with this story?
啊，如果你是一个这个加尔文主义的信仰者的话呢，那你会也许认为这有一个问题。
And they said that this man is not dying; he's already dead.
啊，你会认为说这个人也不只是好像将要死了，其实他已经死了。
He already sunk down at the bottom of the sea.
他已经沉入水中。
So what God did is make him alive first.
那神所做的就是让他先苏醒。
And then he will have the will and energy to reach out to the life preserver.
只有当他苏醒了以后，他才能够有这样的能力，有这样的智慧去伸手去抓这个救生衣。
Now they believe that Bible says it's right.
我想这个圣经是这样说的。
It says, but because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy,Make us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，每当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Now I'm not going to say which way is right, but whether you're Calvinists or Arminians, both have a good reason to thank God for His priceless salvation.
我不想争论说到底哪一派是对的，但是不论你是加尔文主义者，你还是阿米尼乌主义的信仰者，双方都有足够的理由要来为神的感恩。
With such a great grace, what shall I repay God?
我们有这样，我们得到了神这么大的恩典，我们怎么样才能够回报我们的神呢？
And to be honest with you, I cannot.
其实老实说，我认为我们真的是没有办法能够完全的回报神。
But one thing I can do is to please God.
但是有一件事情我们可以做的，我们来让我们的神蒙喜悦。
The psalmist says, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vow to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
在诗篇有这样的提到，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩呢？ 我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名，我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
So our responsibility in response to God's priceless love is to bear witness for him.
我们想我们的责任要来回报主啊，无价的爱就是要来传扬主的福音。
And to tell people who do not know Christ about the priceless salvation.
就来告诉那些还不认识主的人，主为我们赐下了无价的救恩。
And this is the commandment Jesus especially gave it to all true believers in him.
这也是耶稣给所有的他的门徒所这样的一个大的使命。
Fifthly, we should thank God for His continued presence and power in your life.
第五项，我们就是要为神在我们的生命当中的同在来感谢神。
Now, in the merit-based religious systems, such as Buddhism,
在一些不同的一些宗教信仰当中，比如说在这个佛教里面
，we are demanded to do good.
我们要求来行善。
And you do and do and do, but you never know.Whether you have done enough.
你就这么一直做，一直做，一直做，但是你始终不知道你是不是做得足够了。
And you're prohibited to do certain things.
而且呢，你也被不允许做一些事情。
So you don't and don't and don't, but you never know whether you miss one.
你就发现说你不能做这个，不能做那样，但是你不知道说你会不会有忘了一个事，忘了某些事。
And you ought to pay and pay and pay, but you never know how much you owe.
你要偿还偿还，付出代价付出代价，
对，
但是你始终不知道你是不是付上了足够的代价。
And the interesting thing is you're not even allowed to see the bank manager.
而且更有趣的是你还没有办法能够来看到这个你的老板。
But in Christianity, Jesus does not come to make a bad man good, but to make a dead man alive.
我们知道我们的基督的信仰不单只是使一个坏，好像不单只是一个坏的人变好，其实他真正的是一个死的人能够复活。
As we make alive by God's supernatural power, then the Holy Spirit dwell in our lives.
当神用他的超自然的能力使我们从死里复活的时候，我们就有这样的意愿来遵守神的。
And then we have the strength which is from God to do good in order to glorify His name.
我们就有这样的能力，有这样的力量来遵守神的旨意。
And we also discover that it's God who works in us to will and to act according to His good purpose.
我们知道说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们的心里运行，我要成就他的美意。
The resurrected Lord and after he gave his disciple the great commission he said this
当复活的神当他复活了以后，他把他的大的使命告诉了他的门徒以后，他这样说
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。
Surely I will be with you always.
他最后也说到，我就常与你们同在。
To the very end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
Do you pay attention to the word? God will be with us always.
你有没有注意到这里讲到说神会常与我们同在。
This is the reason we should thank him for.
这就是我们为什么要向神向我们感恩的原因。
And lastly, we must thank God for his providence upon the church.
那最后我们要感恩的就是神为我们为他的教会所有的提供的一切的丰富。
We are living in a very difficult societies.
我们是生活在一个非常困难的环境当中。
And we are overwhelmed by atheism.
在我们的社会里面有很多是无神论者。
And even in a very militant way.
有些时候这个无神论者有很多不同的，他们也非常的一个激进好战。
And gospel is being looked down upon.
我们发现我们的信仰，我们的基督徒的信仰被人轻视。
And Satan seemed to be on the upper hand.
好像魔鬼占了上风。
And Christian lost their influences.
好像基督徒也失去了我们的影响力。
And the youth, when they go to the campuses, they are bombarded by godless peer pressure.
我们知道当年轻人他们在学校的时候，他们也受到很多有些无神论的朋友的压力。
And sometimes we are very discouraged.
很多时候我们也真是非常的丧气。
But we should thank God because when we look up the history, we find out the kingdom of God will triumph.
但是我们真的是应该要感谢神，因为当我们看到历史上的所有的事情的时候，神的国度总是历久不衰。
And then Napoleon is right when they say.
拿破仑有这样说道
My kingdom and the kingdom of Charlemagne will build from the swords.
他说我啊，我的国度，我所建立的国度是用我们刀剑所建立的。
And they have gone with the wind.
啊，他已经走，他已经离去，而且像风一样的离去。
But the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which is built on love, endures forever.
啊，但是我们看到耶稣神的国度啊，是用爱来所建造，啊，这样的国度啊，真是历久不衰。
Our church, house of Christ's love, was found in the midst of suffering.
啊，我们的教会，我们的主爱之家，也是在患难当中建立的。
And during the process of our struggling, the Holy Spirit intercept.
啊，在我们啊受患难的时候，啊，圣灵也开始动工。
And I remember in August 2010, and we start a prayer meeting.
啊，我还记得在啊2010年的八月份的时候，我们开始了一个祷告会。
And I remember we didn't pray for our trouble and suffering and discouragement.
啊，我记得我们没有还有
啊，没有
没有
为我们
的患难，我们的所遇到的困难。
But we pray for our nearness to God.
我们所祷告的就是要靠近主。
And then we continue to pray in this way for a few weeks.
啊，我们一直不断的这样祷告，有好几个星期的时间。
And all of a sudden, every one of us heart felt edified.
啊，但是我突然我们就发现，好像每一位弟兄姐妹，我们参加祷告会的每一位弟兄姐妹，好像都得到了建造。
And our joy restored.
啊，我们的内心中又有了喜乐。
On September 2010.
啊，在2010的九月份的时候。
In one of the prayer meeting.
在一个祷告会当中。
And for some reason, all of us moved by the Holy Spirit to one vision.
啊，不知道是什么原因，好像我们在座的所有的祷告会的所有的弟兄姐妹都受同一个圣灵的感动，我们有了同一的看见。
And then we decide to expand God's kingdom in a new way.
啊，我们当时有这样的看见，我们要用不同的方法来扩展神的国度。
And even though in the process we see difficulties.
啊，尽管在这个过程当中，我们看到了很多的困难。
But step by step we saw God's affirmation.
啊，但是一步步的我们看到神啊的允许和神的印证。
On the first Sunday of this year,
啊，在今年的第一个主日，
we had our first Sunday service.
我们有了我们教会的第一个的主日敬拜。
And up to today, this church has been exist for nearly 1 year.
啊，到今天我们教会已经成立了快一年的时间。
And I give thanks to God.
啊，为此我献上我的感谢给神。
And let us be the lily amongst the thorns.
啊，让我们成为
荆棘中的百合花。Yeah. And remember the missionary.William Borden's famous line.
啊，我们要来记住啊，有一个非常有名的啊，这个宣教士 William 他说的这样的一段话。
No reserve, no retreat, no regret.
啊，他说到了毫无保留，没有退缩，也绝不后悔。
And let's keep on keeping on what God has started.
啊，我们来一起来开始神来继续神已经开始的工作。
And be thankful.
同时，我们要有一个感恩的心。
In closing, I'd like to remind you that thanksgiving is just giving thanks to God.
啊，最后我要来提醒大家，感恩节啊，就是要把我们的要感恩给我们的神。
It's giving thanks to God for who He is and what He has done for us and all His blessings.
我们要为神是怎样的一位神和他为我们所做的一切来感谢神。
So we thank God for the material blessing.
啊，我们为着神给我们所一切的物质上的丰富感恩。
We thank God for the people, including brothers and sisters.Surrounding us in our life,
啊，我们为着神在我们周围放的弟兄姐妹，所有的人来感谢神。
And we thank God for His protection in the midst of suffering,
啊，为着神在我们当我们在患难当中为我们的保护感谢神。
And more importantly, we thank God for His salvation,
啊，更重要的是我们为着神给我们的救恩来感谢神。
And His continued presence and power in our life is something that we ought to give thanks to.
他在我们生命当中的同在和他是成为我们力量的源泉，我们为此要感谢神。
And today he called us to be faithful servant to this local church.
啊，今天他呼召我们成为这个当地我们这个当地教会啊，我们这个当地这个社区的一个神的追随者。
Experience has taught us.
啊，我们的经验告诉我们
，Hardly anything can turn us into bitter.Selfish, dissatisfied people more quickly than an ungrateful heart.
啊，没有任何事情能够像一颗不知感恩的心那样，能够让我们陷入痛苦、自私当中。
And nothing does more to restore contentment and joy of our salvation than the true spirit of thankfulness.
啊，也没有任何一样东西能够像一个真实的感恩的心一样，能够让我们重建、重新的满足。
And let us not just thanksgiving, but lead a life of thanksgiving.
啊，我们不但是要只是有一个感恩的心，我们要我们的生活也是一个感恩的见证。
And always give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，要总是把感恩一切献给我们的神。
Let us pray.
让我们起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are unworthy.
我们在天上的父，我们真的是不配。
And yet you give us so much.
但是你还是给了我们这么多。
And many times we foster a spirit of ingratitude.
很多时候我们的内心中有的只是一个万恩万本的心。
Preoccupied with ourselves and forget about you.
我们的心里经常被我们自己所占满，忘记了你。
And your words has encouraged us.
你的话语激励了我们。
Let us always be a thankful person.
让我们都成为感恩的人。
Because it's good for us.
因为那是为了我们的益处。
And also bring glory to God.
而要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.